Exclusive, Tom Emmer, Kamala's campaign is over the moment she explains her policies. By Bradley J. on September 10, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign can't withstand the scrutiny of a debate that exposes her policies. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, told host Mike Slater Tuesday on Breitbart News Daily. Emmer, speaking the morning of what may be Harris's only debate with Donald Trump, comes as several polls show her post-coup polling bump subsiding as more Americans become acquainted with her record. The moment Kamala Harris takes the debate stage tonight and has to explain her policies with no notes or teleprompters is the moment her campaign is over, Emmer told Slater. I have no doubt that Donald Trump will expose Harris, San Francisco radical that she is, and make the contrast between his America First agenda and her America Last agenda crystal clear. The contrast between Trump's record and the Biden-Harris record could not be clearer, and Emmer believes Trump will highlight the contrast Tuesday night. Donald Trump knows how to get an economy moving for everyone, he said. Donald Trump knows how to seal the southern border and stop this crime wave across this country. And Donald Trump knows how to maintain peace and stability around the world. And the problem Kamala Harris and the Democrats had is Americans, all Americans, whether they like Donald Trump or they don't, know that Trump did it once before, and Joe broke it, and he's going to fix it. Despite the clear discrepancy in their records and visions, Emmer warned Harris is well practiced in lying about her record. We should not underestimate her ability to do this, he cautioned. I can, maybe this will be controversial, but I think she's a pathological liar. It doesn't matter what she did, doesn't matter that she was involved. The most recent one is the Afghanistan withdrawal. She blames Trump for the loss of 13 lives with that botched withdrawal. And she takes credit for being in the war room when the last final decision was made to withdraw. So she just says whatever she wants to say, without regard for the truth. Harris's corrupt left-wing media allies enable her lying, Emmer said, making it incumbent to highlight her true record. They don't necessarily hold someone like that accountable. They don't call her out. So we need to, he insisted. And I think again, you're right. She can say whatever she wants, but people when it comes to the choice, it's are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? The answer is clearly no. Who's the one who's been in the office and responsible for this versus who's the one who actually built an economy that works, secured the southern border and kept peace and stability around the globe? Again, Mike, pretty easy choice, as long as that contrast is made. Slater highlighted an attack ad focused on Trump's former subordinates coming out against him, asking Emmer how Trump should respond to a similar attack in the debate. The bottom line is, obviously those people were not the best people, Emmer explained. Trump wasn't interested in having people that were not in to get the entire job done. It's the same thing with Liz Cheney. It's just bitterness. He continued to say Trump should respond by saying, people can say what they want. You can like me. You can dislike me. But at the end of the day, I fixed it once they broke it. She broke it over the last 4 years, I can fix it again. It's the economy, it's the border, and it's safety and security around the world. Emmer said if Trump asked for his debate advice, he would reply let her talk, sir, let her talk. He elaborated, his policies are so clear and they were so effective. You've got a lot of people out there that they may not necessarily love the president's personality, but they all agree that when he was in office, his policies actually made lives better for all Americans and arguably for people around the globe, Mike. And I would just tell him, just make that clear and let her talk. Because without notes, without a teleprompter. She has no understanding of economic growth. She has no understanding of foreign policy. And she has no interest in securing the southern border. And that should be pretty clear from the last 4 years. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.